Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of Elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit EnduranceWarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's EnduranceWarranty.com.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard-of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Today, we gather together to talk about a topic that touches the core of our being. Grief is a powerful, often overwhelming emotion that can seep into every part of our lives. It can make us feel lost, alone, and hopeless. But I want to assure you today that our grief will not last forever. There is an end to our pain, a light at the end of the tunnel, and it is a promise that God will bring an end to our suffering. Grief can come from many sources. It might be the loss of a loved one, the end of a relationship, the loss of a job, or any number of life's hardships. No matter the source, grief is something we all experience at some point in our lives. It's a universal part of the human condition, but that doesn't make it any easier to bear. In our darkest moments, it can feel like the weight of grief is too much to carry. We might feel like we're drowning in sorrow, unable to find a way out. But I want you to know that you are not alone. We are all in this together. And more importantly, God is with us every step of the way. Imagine a parent watching their child in pain. The parent's heart breaks seeing their child suffer. They want nothing more than to take that pain away, to comfort and heal their child. That's how God feels about us. Our pain breaks his heart, and he wants nothing more than to bring us comfort and peace. God's love for us is infinite, and he promises to be with us through our darkest times. We may not understand why we have to go through pain and suffering. It's a question that has puzzled humanity for centuries. But even though we don't always understand the reasons behind our grief, we can find solace in knowing that it's not the end of the story. God has a plan for each of us, and he promises to turn our sorrow into joy. Think about the times in your life when you faced hardships and come out stronger on the other side. Maybe it was a difficult breakup that led you to find a deeper love. Maybe it was losing a job that pushed you to discover your true passion. Whatever it was, those moments of pain and grief eventually gave way to growth and new beginnings. God sees our potential, even when we can't. He knows the strength we have inside us, and he believes in our ability to overcome. He promises that our grief will not be in vain. It will lead us to something greater, something beautiful. In the midst of our pain, it can be hard to see the light. It's easy to feel overwhelmed and hopeless. but I urge you to hold on to hope, even when it feels like the darkness will never end. Remember that God's light is always shining, ready to guide us through. One of the most powerful ways we can find comfort in our grief is by reaching out to others. Share your pain with someone you trust. Let them hold you up when you feel like you can't stand. We are stronger together. And by supporting each other, we can find the strength to keep going. Another way to find comfort is through prayer. Pour out your heart to God. Tell Him about your pain, your fears, your doubts. He is always listening, and He longs to bring you peace. Prayer is a powerful tool that connects us to God's love and grace. It's a way for us to find solace and strength in the midst of our grief. And remember, it's okay to grieve. It's okay to feel sad, to cry, to feel lost. Grief is a natural part of the healing process. Allow yourself to feel those emotions, but don't let them consume you. Trust that God is with you, holding you close, and that He will bring you through to the other side. In time, the pain will lessen, the sorrow will fade, and you will find joy again. It may not happen overnight, and that's okay. Healing is a journey, and it takes time. But with God by your side, you will find the strength to keep moving forward. So, my dear friends, do not grieve as those who have no hope. Hold on to the promise that God will end your suffering. Trust in His love and His plan for your life. Lean on each other and find comfort in your community. And, most importantly, keep your heart open to God's healing touch. Your grief is not the end. It is the beginning of a new chapter, a chapter filled with hope, joy, and love. Trust in God's promise that He will bring an end to your pain, and let that promise guide you through your darkest days. You are not alone, and you are deeply loved. Hold on to that truth and find peace in the knowledge that God will bring an end to your grief. Friends, I want to remind you that every tear you shed, every moment of sorrow you experience, is seen and understood by God. He is not distant or indifferent to your pain. He is right there with you, holding you in His loving arms. There's a beautiful strength that comes from facing our grief head on. It's in those moments of vulnerability that we discover our true resilience. When we allow ourselves to grieve, we open our hearts to healing. We create space for God's grace to work within us, to mend the broken pieces and make us whole again. Sometimes, in our grief, we might feel a sense of guilt or shame. We might think we should be stronger or that our pain is a sign of weakness. But let me tell you, there is no weakness in grieving. There is no shame in feeling sorrow. In fact, it takes great courage to face our pain, to acknowledge it, and to seek healing. Think of grief as a storm. Storms can be terrifying and destructive, but
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
They also bring rain that nourishes the earth and allows new growth to flourish. In the same way, our grief can feel overwhelming and painful, but it also has the power to bring about deep healing and transformation. As you navigate through your grief, take time to care for yourself. Surround yourself with people who love and support you. Engage in activities that bring you peace and joy. Allow yourself moments of rest and reflection. Self-care is not selfish. It is necessary for healing. It's also important to remember that everyone grieves differently. There is no right or wrong way to grieve. Some days you might feel okay, and other days you might feel like the pain is too much to bear. Be gentle with yourself. Allow yourself to feel whatever you need to feel. Healing is not a linear process, and that's okay. Let's talk about hope. Hope. Hope is the light that guides us through the darkness. It's the whisper in our hearts that tells us better days are ahead, even in our deepest grief. We can hold on to hope. We can trust that God is working in our lives, even when we can't see it. He is weaving a beautiful tapestry, and every thread of our experience, including our pain, is part of that masterpiece. Hope gives us the strength to keep moving forward. It reminds us that our grief is temporary, that it will not last forever. Hope allows us to dream of a future filled with joy and love. It gives us the courage to face each new day, knowing that God's promise of healing is real. In moments of deep sorrow, it can be helpful to find small things to be grateful for. Gratitude has the power to shift our perspective and bring light into our darkest moments. It doesn't mean ignoring our pain. Rather, it's about finding balance. It's about acknowledging the beauty that still exists in our lives, even in the midst of our grief. Think about the people who have supported you. The memories that bring a smile to your face. The simple joys of everyday life. These moments of gratitude can be like anchors, grounding us and reminding us that there is still goodness in the world. As we walk this journey together, let's also remember the importance of compassion. Be kind to yourself and to others who are grieving. We all carry our own burdens, and a little kindness can go a long way. Reach out to someone who might be struggling. Offer a listening ear, a comforting word, or a helping hand. In supporting others, we often find healing for ourselves. God's promise to end our grief is not just about removing our pain. It's about transforming it. It's about taking our brokenness and creating something beautiful. It's about turning our sorrow into joy, our despair into hope. This transformation is a testament to God's incredible love and grace. So, my dear friends, let's hold on to this promise. Let's trust in God's plan for our lives, even when we don't understand it. Let's find comfort in knowing that our grief will not last forever, and that God is with us every step of the way. Dear friends, I want to emphasize the importance of finding meaning in our pain. While it may seem impossible to comprehend why we must endure suffering, sometimes, through our trials, we discover a deeper sense of purpose and understanding. Each of us has a unique path, and our experiences, both joyful and sorrowful, shape who we are. In moments of grief, we can find strength in knowing that our pain is not meaningless. It can teach us empathy, compassion, and resilience. It can open our hearts to the struggles of others, allowing us to connect on a deeper level and offer support in ways we never thought possible. One of the most profound ways we can find meaning in our grief is by transforming our pain into action. Consider how you can use your experience to make a positive impact on the world around you. Perhaps you can reach out to someone who is going through a similar loss, offering your support and understanding. Maybe you can volunteer your time to a cause that is meaningful to you, turning your sorrow into a force for good. Remember, you are not defined by your grief. It is a part of your story, but it is not the whole story. You are so much more than your pain. You are a person of incredible strength and potential. You have the power to create beauty from your suffering, to find light in the darkness, and to rise above your circumstances. As we move forward, let's also focus on the power of forgiveness. Sometimes our grief is intertwined with feelings of anger, resentment, or guilt. We might hold on to these emotions, believing they are justified, but in reality, they only serve to weigh us down. Forgiveness is not about condoning the actions that caused us pain. It's about freeing ourselves from the burden of bitterness. Forgive yourself for any perceived shortcomings or mistakes. We are all human, and we all make errors. Extend that same grace to others. Let go of the anger and resentment that may be keeping you from healing. By embracing forgiveness, we open our hearts to love and compassion, allowing the healing process to take root. As we reflect on our journey, it's important to cultivate patience. Healing is not something that happens overnight. It's a gradual process, one that requires time and perseverance. Be patient with yourself. Allow yourself to move through the stages of grief at your own pace. There is no rush, and there is no timetable for healing. Take each day as it comes. Some days will be harder than others, and that's okay. Celebrate the small victories, the moments when you feel a little lighter, a little more hopeful. These moments are signs of progress, and they are worth acknowledging. In this time of healing, let's also nurture our relationship with God. Spend time in prayer, seeking His guidance and comfort. Meditate on His love and the promises He has made. Allow His presence to fill your heart and bring you peace. Trust that He is working in your life, even when you can't see it. God's love is a powerful force, one that can move mountains and heal the deepest wounds. When we open our hearts to His love, we invite healing and transformation into our lives. We allow His grace to wash over us, bringing renewal and hope. I want to leave you with this thought. Your grief is not the end of your story. It is a chapter, a moment in time, but it does not define you. You have a future filled with promise and possibility. You have the strength to overcome your pain and to find joy once more. As you walk this path, remember that you are surrounded by love. The love of your friends and family, the love of your community, and the infinite love of God. Lean into that love. Let it sustain you, uplift you, and carry you through the darkest moments. Hold on to hope, dear friends. Trust in the promise that God will end your grief. Believe in your own strength and resilience, and know that you are never alone. Together, we will walk this journey of healing and emerge stronger, more compassionate, and more hopeful than ever before. Dear friends, if this message has touched your heart and brought you comfort, I encourage you to share it with others who might be in need of hope and encouragement. We are all part of a greater community, And by spreading love and support, we can help each other heal and grow. Please share this message with your family, friends, and anyone who might benefit from these words. Let's come together to uplift and strengthen one another. And if you'd like to receive more messages of hope and inspiration, please subscribe to this channel. By subscribing, you'll stay connected with us and be part of a community dedicated to spreading love, peace, and encouragement. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bring before you our collective burdens, knowing that you are capable of bringing an end to our problems and offering healing and restoration. We ask for your guidance and wisdom as we navigate through the complexities of life, especially during these challenging times. We trust in your power to provide for our financial needs and bring about a renewal of abundance. Grant us the perseverance to endure these trials and fortify our spirits with unwavering faith in your divine plan. Help us maintain a steadfast resolve as we strive to overcome the obstacles before us. May your comforting presence surround us, reminding us that we are never alone on this journey. We thank you, Lord, for your boundless love and for hearing our prayers. We offer this humble supplication, knowing that you are working all things for our good. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.